It's been 50 years since Martin Luther King Jr. was gunned down in Memphis, Tennessee, ending the civil rights leader's life at just 39 years of age. Across the nation today, we commemorated, I'm using air quotes, his life with various speeches and events, which overall strikes me as very odd and is ghoulishly indicative of this country's state of play. Let us not forget, King was an FBI target of investigation. It is understood that they tried to get him to kill himself, and King spoke about white liberals as negatively as he did plenty other people. He was not well-liked across this country. He was thrown in jail, and eventually, hello, he was assassinated. I say this to remind folks that the sanitized version of his message that so many people fell back on as their lone solution to how to get along is not who he was. Not to mention that celebrating the day a person was killed is about as American as it gets, particularly one whose life was ended with a gunshot. We mark it overall because Dr. King's life was important, surely, but let's recall who the man actually was before his life was cut short. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.